We all have an idea of what we think perfection looks like in our minds, but our path to that so-called perfection can be exhausting. This is only compounded when we compare ourselves, our work, and our progress to other people. Accepting that someone will always be better than you at something helps you maintain humility, but also accept that achieving perfectionism isn't a final destination. It's an active and daily process. When it comes to closing the gap between who we are and who we want to be, the steps we take in making progress toward that goal are measurable. In today's episode, I'll talk about how we can reframe our mindset to focus and hold more value with progress. I'll provide you with structures for success, and I'll show you how you can take that first step.
We feel like it's up to us to hold the line as we light this spark within.
Have you ever been so excited about doing something, but was paralyzed by fear or trepidation? I know you can't see me right now, but I'm raising my hand high because I've been in that boat. And honestly, I had a lot of trepidation when I started this podcast. I wanted it to be perfect before I published it. So I was constantly tweaking things and making excuses as to why things weren't ready, or I would push back deadlines that I'd made for myself just to kind of make sure that I was sitting in the comfort zone. And therein lies the problem, right? Ultimately, what this did was it allowed me to sit in stagnation. And I was in mental masturbation mode. I was learning how to do a lot of things, and I was gathering information, like hoarding it, if you will. But I wasn't acting on it. I was just being a collector, a gatherer of information. But what good is information if it's not shared with others? What good is a skill if you don't put it to use? Before we dive too deep into today's topic, I'll start by defining some terms. So I talked about, or the title of this is Progress, Not Perfection. So let's define those two terms. Let's start with perfection. It is the most favorable condition or highest level, and it means without flaws or defects, faultless, complete, pure. Progress, a little bit different, making gradual steps forward, moving ahead in a process, change, or development. So let's dissect each one of these. Let's start by talking about perfection. Everyone listening to this podcast is a human being, unless you're playing it on a speaker while cleaning the house and maybe your cat is in the room. But even then, my point is, no one listening to this podcast is perfect. No one. The idea of perfection is an ideal to work for and to work toward, but something that can't be achieved while we're here on this planet. We as human beings are flawed, and as flawed people, we need to understand and accept that perfection isn't a part of our journey here. Only progress is. We often get caught up in the extreme way of thinking that we need to be perfect, and this causes all kinds of stigmas and psyche, like psychosis. All of it comes along with this idea that we need to be perfect, and if we're not perfect, then we're nothing. It's either like a one or a zero, right? All or nothing, black or white, and that's just not true. But this idea of perfection might show up in our lives in phrases like I just mentioned. It's either all or nothing, or what about this one? Nothing is ever good enough. That's one that's done some big time damage. What about, I can't show this to people until it's perfect. That's where I was at when I was trying to start this podcast. I wanted it to be so good and so perfect. And over time, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you can see the progression. You can see the changes that I've made here and there, tweaking it along the way, refining it, if you will, into the best version of it that it can be. Like, that is the ultimate goal. And ultimately, that's the goal for ourselves as well. Have you heard yourself saying any of those statements or something like it? Have you heard yourself saying things like that to others? Again, guilty, my hands up, I'm guilty. In my case, I'm my worst critic. And as I mentioned earlier, I say things like, I can't show this to anyone until it's perfect. I've really had to get over that in putting out this podcast. I used to be so hypercritical of myself and edit out every intake of breath, every time I cleared my throat, every time I jumbled my thoughts. But as I've continued, I've realized something important, that I appreciate the podcasts I listen to because they aren't perfect. They're imperfect people sharing their thoughts and opinions and leadership gems in their imperfect ways. And one thing I've learned along the way is that people don't follow perfection. They follow quality action. Now, when it comes to progress, we can take active steps in it. It's not an unhealthy and extreme way of thinking. And we can measure it. We can actively measure progress that we make. These are all elements that make the idea of progress, not perfection, an active part of how I coach people inside the forge. So for example, if someone wants to improve their fitness, we can measure that from day one. We can get a baseline set of information. I can put them through like a physical test to see where they're at. And then after working with them for a while, I put them through that same exact physical test to measure the improvement. And someone who's focused on progress, you know, I'd mentioned the things that people might say who are focused on perfection, but let's talk about some things that people might say when they're focused on progress, which is a much better state of being. So you might hear someone say something like, every time I try, I learn something new and I get better with each try. Or what about, this one is actually one of my favorites. I've heard this one on a previous podcast. I can't remember where I heard it, but failure is an event, not a characteristic. I really love that one. So failure is just something that happens from time to time. And you can choose to learn from it or not. It's not a characteristic. It's not a definer of who you are as a person. One of the things I hear a lot of people say is like, failure is the only teacher. And I don't really agree with that. I mean, if you look at it from a secondary standpoint, like I like to look at other people's failure and learn from that so that I don't make that same mistake. But I guess at the root of it, that person's failure is their teacher, if they choose to see it that way. Now, you can choose to learn from your mistakes or not. And ultimately, that choice is up to you. But I honestly feel like failure is not the only teacher. But we can talk about that some other time. But anyway, what about this one? Real world feedback helps me learn and grow. There are a lot of people that I've worked with who take feedback as an insult. And maybe the way it's being presented to them can be insulting. I'm not saying for me, I'm just saying like in general, when I've witnessed people give other people feedback or even on like performance reviews and they get upset about them, they talk about them, they take it as an insult oftentimes instead of using it as an opportunity to seek or gain clarity or using it as an opportunity to make improvements in their way of being and the way they do things. But anyway, this was so true for me when I was trying to get hired with the fire service, this idea of progress, not perfection. I would become so devastated because I'd invest up to 6 months toward a testing or hiring process for each department that I tested for. I'd put in so much time and effort, and I'd get that fateful letter of, you know, thanks, but no thanks. And it was a test of resiliency. Time and time again, the question was always, will I keep going? And my answer was always yes, because I'd done so much work on the front end to invest into my career that I couldn't just give up. I couldn't just stop. I'd reflect on my experience. I'd make notes for improvement moving forward, and then I'd take action in those things. I actually see feedback as a gift. I take it objectively and I run it through my filter, my four agreements filter, right? Be impeccable with my word. Don't make assumptions. Always do my best. And oh my gosh, I can't believe that I forgot the last one. Never take things personally. Let me run through it again. See, like this is a perfect example. I would totally edit this out if this was early on in things, but I want to be impeccable with my word. I want to not take things personally. I want to not make assumptions and always do my best. That's my four agreements filter. So anyway, I would make notes on my experience. I would reflect on it, ruminate on it, see what I can't improve on, and then take action in those things moving forward. So focusing on progress, not perfection, is the only way to bridge that gap from where you are and where you want to be. This strategy can be applied to all important areas of your life: your fitness, your intellect, your relationships, your motivations, your spirituality, anything that's important to you. This can be applied. If you find yourself slowly veering off into perfection land, here are some strategies to get you back on course. Number one, take small steps. And you've heard me talk about this before, and you will always hear me talk about this. Producing this podcast is no joke. Every 2 weeks, I ruminate on something relevant, a topic that's been affecting me in my career or personal life, and I make notes on how I address the issue or how I would like to address the issue, or I make notes on coming up with a framework for confronting that issue. I do some reading and I do some research to formulate a strategy for presenting the information and my thoughts, and I format it in a way that I hope is interesting to people, and I give my advice on how I coach clients in dealing with each of the topics that I touch on. And not only that, I give insight on the questions I ask myself as well as the conclusions that I personally come to. I do this to help those of you out there who may be struggling with something. And just like you, I struggle with things from time to time. One of the great benefits I get out of doing this podcast is that it helps me make progress in that specific topic I'm talking about that week. I'm able to take small steps toward goals that interest me. I'm able to identify tools and strategies for shoring up my ineptitude or my inability, and it inspires me to move forward in that thing one small step at a time. Put your head down, do the work by taking small steps. Have a plan for doing some small thing every day that moves you closer to your goal. Read the book, get the workout in, go for a walk, listen to the podcast, sign up for that class, eat out one less time this week, eat clean for one meal. Whatever your ultimate goal is, become obsessed with making simple daily progress. These changes don't have to be huge or radical, and actually, I would prefer them not to be huge and radical because that can be very volatile. Unless your life is in immediate life threat, like you are in immediate danger, you don't need to have some huge radical change. Real quality change happens over time. On average, it takes, like, if you're trying to lose weight and get fit, it takes about 2 to 4 weeks of consistent work for yourself to notice any changes when it comes to weight loss and fitness. And it actually takes less time for people who are on the outside looking in, like coworkers, and then people you haven't seen in a while. It takes them less time to recognize it because they're not looking at themselves in the mirror every day, right? They're witnessing the product, the significant change over time. You're watching it happen daily. So for you, it's very small and you might not even notice it, but I'm telling you, other people do. This, just to give you an idea of these important changes, don't just happen overnight. Like I said, most days it feels like work, but all great things in life are worth working for. You've got to have skin in the game for you to remain dedicated to it. So establish a goal and execute a small step every day toward it. Number two, do work on the front end and plan ahead. There will be things that happen throughout your day that are unpredictable. I get it. Like, that's literally the basis of my job in the fire department. And these things will try to throw you off track. This is why it's so important to make a plan ahead of time and stick to it as best you can. Look at your calendar the day before and block time for you to accomplish those things that you're wanting to get done. Don't just make the to-do list. Actually block the time on your calendar. Let's say your daily goals are to get a workout in, read a chapter in your book, knock out a Spanish lesson and babble, and pray. Okay? You could put all of those things on your calendar on your phone and not only block out specific time to get those things done, but you can actually set reminders to pop up on your phone and be like, hey, it's time to do this thing. Get it done. Honestly, those things I just listed, like, let's see, get a workout in, read a chapter in your book, knock out a Spanish lesson in Babel, and pray. You can do all of those things within 1 hour. And if you do what James Clear talks about in his book, Atomic Habits, you can just habit stack it. And I love habit stacking. I was doing it for years. I didn't even know I was doing that, but he has a specific term for it. So like, let's say you drive to the gym, you know, you don't shut the car off yet and you say a little prayer and you're like, hey, let me get my headspace right. Let me clear this out. These are things I'm struggling with. And I'd really like to make good connections with people today and have a good day. You know, amen. Whatever it is. Then you shut your car off. You go inside. You bring your book. You bring your book because guess what you're going to do for your final 10 minutes of your workout? You do, let's say, your 40-minute strength training and then your 10 to 15-minute post-strength training cardio on like a bicycle or walking on a treadmill or on a stairmill or something. Guess what you're going to do? You're going to pull out your book and you're going to read a chapter. You can, and let's say you read your chapter and you kind of check that box and you still have like 5 minutes left. You can knock out a Spanish lesson. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, all those four things done in an hour. And now you have the rest of your day to just everything else that day is a bonus because you have already checked off those important things that you wanted absolutely to get done that day. They're done. You've already met your production quota for the day. So everything else is a bonus, right? That feeling of productivity is so good. And not only that, it puts you in the mindset of being in that habit every day. So you're going to be looking for opportunities to like stack these habits. If you're waiting to get your eyebrows waxed, make sure you bring a book. If you know, what's crazy is when I go on 911 calls, oftentimes, or like when we're going driving around Code 2 or going running errands or, you know, going to training or headed to the grocery store, I'll bring a book with me. I don't just sit there and scroll on my phone. I'll bring a book with me or like a magazine. Shout out to Crackle Magazine, by the way. I was able to publish an article with them talking about the fire flow path that I'd mentioned in several episodes back. But anyway, I digress. So shout out to Crackle, North American Fire Health and Wellness Magazine. They're doing some amazing things. If I were you, I would look into subscription to that magazine. But anyway, I digress. Let me kind of walk you through another scenario. Let's say your plan is to go to the gym at 8 a.m., but you go out to your garage and you see that you've got a flat tire. Well, now you have some choices to make, right? Are you capable of taking the 20 to 30 minutes and fixing the tire yourself? Do you need to call someone to help you? Are you going to just ride your bike to the gym and leave the flat tire for later? Or will you ignore it altogether? I mean, these are really the options, right, that are available to you. Whether or not you choose to take those options is up to you. These are all choices you could make, but only a few are going to serve you effectively. And in my mind, my time is worth more to me than my money. So I would personally just change the tire myself. And if you're in the camp of people who don't know how to do this, then maybe this is where you start your goal planning, right? Maybe your goal for this month is to learn how to change a flat tire. Then once you get that down, you've become more self-reliant and have done the work on the front end so that you aren't subject to someone else's schedule. You don't have to call AAA. You don't have to call a roadside service to come change your tire and wait around for them or all of that stuff, and then pay them on top of it. So if you could just do it yourself, knock it out in 20 to 30 minutes and keep money in your pocket and maximize your time, why wouldn't you do that? That's work on the front end. The more self-reliant you are, the less drama you'll have in your life. And that's like my personal testament coming to you. The more self-reliant I have been in my life, the less drama I've had to deal with. So chew on that one. Number three, give yourself some grace. It's very common to have a sense of buyer's remorse when you've started working towards something you've never done. You can't help but ask yourself questions like, why am I doing this? Or what made me think I can do this? But fear not. It's the people who question themselves who are more conscientious of their efforts, and as a result, will be able to focus on their goal more earnestly. The main issue here is that people allow themselves to become stagnant in their efforts due to questioning themselves so much. Personally, I advise you to establish a filter for determining if what you're doing is something that you want to continue doing. And I'll share that with you in just a minute. But for now, understand that questioning your efforts is a normal part of the process, and you just need to give yourself some grace in that. Accept that it's normal. If you want to achieve something amazing, you should be questioning things. Now, I'm not saying that you should be asking yourself so many questions that you get to the point where you're stagnant. You know, that's back to step one. You know, take small steps. We don't want to be in that like waiting place. So understand that it's okay to ask yourself some questions, but continue moving forward. Number four, identify the next step. We talked about taking small steps, right? Number one, but number four, this is where you identify the next step. While it's important to keep your eye on the ultimate prize, it's just as important to look at your next step, or else, you know, figuratively and literally, you'll trip and fall. And we're coming up on 9/11, and a lot of us in the fire service do what's called a 9/11 tower run to pay homage to those who climbed the floors of the Twin Towers to help those in need and who paid the ultimate price for it. Regardless of where we decide to do this stair climb, we have to understand that while we look to the top of the building or we look to the top of the stadium, some of us do it at like Cardinal Stadium or different stadiums, but we look to the top of the building to see where we ultimately want to end up. And it's super important to watch, you know, or to know where it is we're going or we ultimately want to get to, but it's almost more important to watch where we put our feet on the climb up. By focusing on the next step, we can accomplish amazing things over time. And you know what? Sometimes the next step is to take a breather and regroup. Cinch down your air tank and make sure you're on the right path before you continue. That's just proverbial, cinch down your air tank. But anyway, you get the point. Maybe the next step is to regroup and re-examine your goal if the circumstances have changed. Maybe it's time to change things up. Which brings me to number five. Get rid of what is not serving you. If your circumstances have changed and as a result, your goals need to be revisited and refined, then there's nothing wrong with clearing the board and starting on a new path. Dedicating precious time to something only because you're afraid of how you'll look or what people will think is a horrible idea, right? This is you choosing optics over principle. Ultimately, your time is yours to do what you want with. And operating out of optics over principle will never serve you in the long run. It just won't. If the things you're a part of, or the things that you're working toward, no longer serve you, if they're pulling you backwards, then you need to be brave enough to change things up when it comes to your goals, your relationships, or your special projects. You've got to be okay with letting the dead weight go. Number six, be patient, but keep working. There are no shortcuts. When I was testing to get hired on with fire, I would get discouraged often. It was tough. It was tough to continually be told no. you know, and I didn't know anyone in the fire service. I wasn't related to any significant people who could help me out or any of that. Like, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's who you know and this and that, but that is absolutely not true. Because I did a baptism by fire and I just kept at it and kept at it. And I refined myself along the way and eventually I got hired. But the whole experience actually helped me with mental and emotional resiliency, and having patience was a big part of that. Like I said, every time I get that kind of feedback, you know, the thanks but no thanks letter, I'd make notes and work to implement that feedback into the next process, continually refining myself. It was a season of trial and error, and it took me 6 years to accomplish my goal. Now, I would take those failures and learn from them. I chose to use that as my teacher because I didn't have any other resources at the time. So I just jumped in and started going for it. There were times I felt like giving up. There really were. But deep down, I knew I was meant to do what it is that I'm doing. I was meant to be a firefighter. All of my education and my efforts had led up to it. So for me, there was no giving up on this. I went through process after process, making notes for improvement, trying to do my best to put in action the things I'd learned along the way. And ultimately, it wasn't a matter of if I was hired as a firefighter, but a matter of time. Be patient with yourself. Be practical. Don't expect too much of yourself where you drive yourself crazy with stress, with anxiety, and feelings of failure. Instead, do as Jocko Willink says. Get up, dust off, reload, recalibrate, re-engage, and go out on the attack. And keep in mind, I'm not saying put a poker in the fire and just sit back and wait. I'm saying put a dozen pokers in the fire. The more things you're working on, the higher your return of investment or your ROI. I didn't just test for one fire department at a time. I didn't just, you know, spend 6 months on one organization. I tested for at least four organizations at a time, four fire departments at a time. I was in at least four different testing processes at any given moment. I was compounding my efforts. I was increasing my ROI. I didn't just test for one at a time and then sit back and cross my fingers. And then when that process was done, well, I guess I'll start again. I continually worked toward my goal while waiting for feedback from departments. Be patient, but keep working. The idea of making progress, not perfection, is the key to making huge strides in life. There may be a specific area that you'd like to focus on, but in my experience, it's important to focus on four dynamic categories, and you probably know what they are: fitness, intellect, relationships, and energy. More often than not, there's one category that stands out above the rest and may take a little more focus than the others, and that's fine. However, it's still very important to pay attention to the other categories if you're looking to build resiliency and balance and have a life-work balance. Now, I like to refer to it as the life-work balance because so many people put their career before their lives and ultimately work themselves to death. I don't like the work-life balance. I want a life-work balance. My priority is living a happy and healthy life in spite of what my career has in store for me. I want to be able to control my happiness and my health outside of work because as our careers come to an end, our lives go on. What good is retirement if you're not healthy enough to enjoy it? What good is your career if it has taken you away from what truly matters most, your family? It's said that the healthy person has 1,000 wishes and the unhealthy person only has one. Put a focused effort on your health and wellness. Make an investment in yourself. How can you expect other people to find quality in you and find value in you and make an investment in you if you aren't willing to make an investment in yourself? A perfect opportunity to invest in yourself would be to join the Forge. Join the Forge to become a part of a growing number of people who are looking to refine themselves into the version that they want to be. What we do is we use the framework to customize a plan, customize goals, and customize daily tactics, daily primary tactics that you can use to take those small steps forward and achieve more in 12 weeks than most people achieve in 12 months. So click the link in the show notes to fill out a quick questionnaire that'll give me a better idea of who you are and the things that you'd like to accomplish. I will then personally reach out to you and share with you how the Forge is structured and what I can do to help you get to where you want to be. I look forward to meeting you. That wraps it up for this episode of the Ignited Firefighter Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and that it's inspired you to make progress without having the unattainable expectation of perfection. If you enjoyed the show, please do me a favor and give it a quick rating on Apple Podcasts. This helps the show grow and allows me to keep providing you with content like I did today. So thanks again, and until next time, if you see a need, own it and take action. Feed your fire and be the person you would want on your crew. Be ignited.